Peter, best performance this season?
Maybe. I think it's up there, certainly. I think it was a fairly comfortable win. We played some really good football, and I think it was a good win for us, and delighted to get in the next round.
It loves the players, loves you, it loves the supporters.
It loves, exactly, it loves everyone. Gives everyone a sort of wee buzz again in terms of, because of the last two defeats and the bounce, but I think we've been playing well of late. It just didn't get the one or two breaks against Dundalk and Sligo with the sending offs in particular, but delighted to get back to winning ways, and as I say, the most important thing was to get in the next round.
You'll be looking at things during a game that people like me won't be and supporters won't be, but it looked total control for Derry.
Yeah, well, it was, but up until I think we got the second goal, you're still sort of on edge, because all it takes is a mistake or a set piece in that, and Drogheda, to be fair, them worked hard up until we got the second. They were still very much in the game, so delighted, as I say, we kicked on and got one or two more.
3-0, could have been 5-6.
Yeah, well, again, we missed one or two good chances, but again, it's great that we're creating those chances, which is the most important thing. And we have been doing that in weeks previously, but not converting them. But delighted now we are finding the net.
A lot of people talking about the return of Killian Morrison. Was he a man with a point to prove?
I think so. He's come in for a lot of criticism of late. And given that he is a striker and hasn't scored as yet, I mean, that's going to be probably natural to a certain extent. But I think some of it's been unfair too, because he's a good lad and works extremely hard for the group. But I thought tonight he was exceptional playing in that wing-back role, and then when he pushed up top, delayed for him to get off the mark.
How's the last week been for you?
It's actually been fairly good. I mean, down in Sligo wasn't a great result, but performance-wise, with 10 men, we still kept ourselves in the game, and there was positive to take from it, likewise the Dundalk game. But as I said, the group, they've remained positive. We know we've made one or two good additions to the squad too, which we didn't have available. So, but we're delighted, as I say, to get into quarter-finals now.
Going to Pats next week. They were beaten 4-0 tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that's two bad losses for them on the bounce. So they'll be smarting from that. But we're going to be doing one or two key bodies for ourselves as well, with the suspension. So, I mean, it's going to be difficult to go and get anything down there. But again, we'll go in the positive frame of mind now, and we look forward to it.
And after that game, you've Drogheda here again in the league. Is it hard playing a team so close?
Yeah, it is. It's always difficult, but I'm delighted we have a game in between. It's extremely difficult to play them in succession. So delighted that that's interrupted by the St. Pat's game. But no, I mean, I'm sure they'll use that as motivation to try and get something from the next game, but we'll deal with that when it comes.